Hello again, this is still Buari, this is still HMA, it's still Sunday, and I got cut off because I hadn't noticed how quickly the time's going. Sorry about that. What was I talking about? Oh yeah, so Doctor Who, obviously, I couldn't really cope much more than about 10-15 minutes of it. So clearly, what scares one child is not going to be the same as what scares another, or appropriate content is not necessarily the same between different children. I can see with my eldest now pretty much more free range, going to see friends and on his own steam, that controlling the choices of his content is going to be a lot harder. And now he's got an iPod Touch. We've been very careful about how we locked it down for internet, because we've put him on a separate the device is registered separately on the Wi-Fi than other devices, so that he does not have access to the internet between the hours of 7 and 7. I think it's 7 and 7, it might even be later than that. Later in the morning than that. So, you know, he can't take up to his room at night and browse whatever the hell he likes. But it's quite difficult to lock down the iPod Touch. We've moved Safari and YouTube and put on the Kids Safe browser, but how well that functions, I don't know. Whereas on the sort of family MacBook, we can be much more specific and go through a particularly restricted DNS thingy, which I'm sure Acrobat will come on and describe in more detail, because I don't know the technical ins and outs, but I know that he's been very careful to look and see what it locks down. So, you know, an educational query about sex will bring up sort of more educationally sort of sites, but won't bring up the hardcore porn. But then clearly there's a point when there'll be a point where he gets old enough to circumvent that, and to be honest, my attitude is, to a certain extent, is if you're old enough to try and get around it, you're probably old enough to find what you're looking for and deal with it. But yeah, it's kind of a different world than what we grew up in. But then at the same time, I know that in 2 years, equivalent age, 2 years' time, then I pretty much ignored totally whatever my parents said was appropriate content. Anyway, so yes, to a certain extent, you kind of have to... I mean, I'm certainly very good at self-censoring. I still won't watch 18 certificate films that are very... I know to be very gory or scary. You know, I'm not a big fan of the horror genre or of anything which is too sort of graphic, because I just don't like that sort of thing. So maybe it's just a case of that's what we learn to do as we're a teenager. It's one of the skills we have to learn. So, yeah, interesting. I'd be interested to see what other people think, though, especially Syzygy, who's got sort of old kids and has presumably navigated all this dilemma ahead of me. So, yes, I'm going to stop there. Oh, I'm going to overrun on this. Oh, no, I'm not. I've still got another minute and 40 seconds. How exciting. But now I don't know what to talk about, so that's not good. So I'll probably stop here anyway. But yes, I'll be interested to hear in terms of other parents' opinions, because I know my opinions when the kids were very small were very difficult to what they are now, and certainly the way you protect them from the internet and dubious content is much, much different than when you hit an older child who has a mind of their own and other ways to get around any restrictions you put on. So yes. I'll speak to you again soon. I hope you'll have a better week than me. Take care, all. Bye.